In the spring of 1857, naturalist, writer, and philosopher Henry David Thoreau was living in Concord, Mass., spending his time reflecting on living simply in harmony with nature. He read about the lives of plants and kept detailed observations of the fluctuations of the depths of Walden Pond. He noted the days certain birds migrated, and he wrote about how fruit ripened over time. And then one day, he received a packet from a contact in France. Scrawled on the packet were three French words that translated to fat yellow pumpkin, and inside were six little seeds. Thoreau planted those seeds in a corner of his garden and waited and watered and watched. A little mysterious hoeing and manuring was all the abracadabra presto change that I used, he wrote. And yet, like magic, something began to grow. Of the six seeds, only two came up. One sprouted four average-sized pumpkins, each weighing 40 to 50 pounds. But the other produced just one massive pumpkin that weighed in at 123.5 pounds. Thoreau was thrilled. He brought the pumpkin to the county fair and sold it to a man who planned to sell each seed for 10 cents apiece. He simply couldn't believe that something so huge had grown in his garden. He wrote, "The corner of my garden is an inexhaustible treasure chest. Here you can dig not gold, but the value which gold merely represents." And others were probably amazed as well, because it's possible this was the first time a giant pumpkin had made an appearance in a garden in North America. And who doesn't love a giant pumpkin? But even though that pumpkin in 1857 might have set a North American record, it certainly wasn't a world record. People in England and France were growing pumpkins that exceeded 200 pounds. But there really wasn't a competitive circuit for growing giant pumpkins yet. That wouldn't really become a thing for another 30 or so years until a man from Ontario named William Warnock produced a 365-pound pumpkin worthy of being displayed at the Chicago World's Fair. That pumpkin set the stage for giant pumpkins that would one day weigh more than 2,000 pounds. I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Weird Island. Each week, I'll be telling you about the strangest stories I can dig up from my tiny little state of Rhode Island. And this week, I'm going to be telling you about some very large, record-setting pumpkins grown right here in Rhode Island. William Warnock, that man from Ontario with the pumpkin at the Chicago World's Fair, he was a pretty big name in competitive pumpkin growing. He actually continued to beat his own records for the largest pumpkin in the world until 1904, when he grew the first pumpkin to weigh over 400 pounds. To be exact, it weighed 403 pounds. And that record wasn't broken until 1976, 72 years later. That's when competitive pumpkin growing started to go through some changes. And those changes all started with genetics. Just like we saw with Thoreau, you need the right seeds to get started. And in the 70s, a man named Howard Dill started to experiment with crossing different varieties of pumpkins together to isolate the best characteristics. Of course, size was the big thing he was looking for, but color and the toughness of the skin were important to him too. And after years of experimenting, Dill patented his own seed, the Atlantic Giant Pumpkin, in 1979, and it became the grandparent of all giant pumpkins grown today. Suddenly, pumpkins exploded. Records were being beaten left and right. Dill grew a just under 500-pound pumpkin in 1981. 3 years later, someone beat that with a 612-pound pumpkin. 5 years later, there was a 755-pound pumpkin, and just a year after that, there was an 816-pound pumpkin. Then, in 1996, A husband and wife pair grew a pumpkin that weighed over 1,000 pounds. And that record-setting pumpkin won them $50,000. So clearly genetics are hugely important in growing massive pumpkins. But I think genetics might just go beyond the pumpkin seeds to the growers themselves.
Well, my name is Ron Wallace, and I've been growing pumpkins since my dad started in 1982. And, you know, first few years we didn't have much success. We kind of stopped for a few years, and I started getting involved around 1985 or 86 was my first year growing them with my dad, and we've been doing it together pretty much competitively ever since then.
Ron is a grower from right here in Rhode Island, and both he and his dad have set North American and world records for some truly monstrous pumpkins.
Well, how the pumpkin started really is my dad's from upstate New York, and that's kind of one of the birthplaces of giant pumpkin growing, Canada and upstate New York. And so he always, you know, had a vegetable garden and saw, you know, ad in a magazine about the big pumpkins, and that's how it all started.
After that 1,000-pound pumpkin in 1996, the next logical goal was to be the first to grow a 1,500-pound pumpkin. And Ron was the one to do exactly that.
In 2006, I was the first grower to grow the world's first 1,500-pound pumpkin, which they thought that wasn't possible. And then 2012, I followed it up with the world's first 2,000-pound pumpkin at 2,009 pounds. And that really set the bar for the hobby that, okay, we're over 2,000 pounds now. Can we get to 3,000?
Incredibly, it took 92 years to go from that 403-pound record holder in 1904 to the first 1,000-pound pumpkin. But then it only took another 16 years to tack on an additional 1,000 pounds to see a pumpkin over 2,000 total pounds. And Ron holds Guinness World Records for both his 1,500-pound and 2,000-pound pumpkins. So I had to know, what exactly does it take to grow a pumpkin that big? I asked, but I figured there would probably be some secrets Ron wouldn't be willing to share. But he told me that there are no secrets in pumpkin growing, because secrets are the enemy of everyone's success.
Well, you gotta start with the genetics of the seed. And these seeds have been bred, since the late 70s. And it just shows you, you know, giant pumpkin growers around the world, and this is a worldwide hobby that people compete in, that we're all working together. There's very few, if any, secrets. 95% of the growers are very open about what they're doing. If somebody does well, we share our success stories. So we're all working together. So it's a great network, and it shows what you can do working together, because the genetics that we've made on the pumpkins have made it possible to grow pumpkins 2,000 pounds and up. The current world record stands at 2703. And that's only happened from people working together. So the big part of how to do it is the genetics of the seed.
Growers trade and sell seeds from their giant pumpkins. And if you go online to buy seeds, you'll see them listed with their genetic information. The seller will list the weight of the pumpkin the seed came from, the name of the person who grew it, the year it was grown, the female plant that was planted to begin with, and the male plant that was used to pollinate the female. Growers want to share information because, aside from the genetics, this sharing of learnings has probably had the biggest impact on the ability to grow bigger and bigger pumpkins.
Yeah, when the internet, started to really take hold, everybody had a PC at home in the 90s. When I started, when I got my first computer, I just went, head first in research, development, and sharing information. There's websites like mine and other websites on the internet where all we do is share information, because if the top people in the hobby are sharing their information and helping, that's how we brought it to this level. So other people are sort of like, well, hey, he or she is telling us what they're doing. I should do that too and be part of this, be part of this big team.
Something that Ron's site shares a lot about is the importance of soil composition.
And then you have to work on your soil. They require copious amounts of organic matter, balanced compost and nutrients and you know, fertilizers.
When it comes to the soil, Ron actually revolutionized competitive growing when he started experimenting with microbes in the soil that allow the plant to obtain nutrients. This is something that was historically only applied in limited capacities in agriculture before then. In emergency cases, like if a wildfire devastated an area, some government agencies would spray something called mycorrhizal fungi on seeds or in the soil to improve the likelihood trees would survive and grow. This fungi actually colonizes roots and forms a symbiotic relationship with the plant that provides increased water and nutrient absorption. And Ron saw an opportunity to expand that use of soil organisms to grow crops like giant pumpkins.
You know, when we first started out, soil scientists and people would look at giant pumpkin growers as sort of like a P.T. Barnum, a freak show. And now they come to us for questions. Hey, you know, we're looking at our soil biology. What do you think? Do we need luxury capacity on nutrients? What do you think? Do we have too much? So it's really turned around where a lot of these organizations, these sectors of agriculture, they'll turn to our community now for advice.
Once the soil is just right, the pumpkins, of course, need water.
So you need a really good balanced soil. You need a lot of potassium because the pumpkins love potassium. They love water. This past season, we had way too much water. You know, it was really a bad year for growing because of all the rain. But on a normal summer, during peak growth, these pumpkins have the ability to do 50 pounds or more a day. So they require about 100 gallons of water per 1,000 square foot a day during the summer, during hot, dry stretches.
And then there's the space required for a pumpkin to grow.
You know, not all growers are growing to win the way off. They just love to grow a big pumpkin for their family, and they're growing in as little as 150 square foot and growing pumpkins 500 to 1,000 pounds, which is amazing to think that you can push out that big a pumpkin in that small an area. You know, growers competing to win it all, they're generally, their square footage for one pumpkin plant is 800, 1200 square foot.
So you're starting to get the picture that these pumpkins, they're a lot of work.
They certainly are. I mean, I grow four giant pumpkin plants, and I'll do between 30 and 40 hours a week on those four plants, watering, weeding, fertilizing, burying vines, because you kind of just don't plant the plant or the seed in the ground and you just water. You have to really manipulate the vines as they grow and bury them so they can withstand the wind. And, you know, there's a lot of more things bad can go wrong with them than good. I mean, you have to watch out for, you know, woodchucks, deer. You know, a good windstorm will take you out of business.
I imagine all of this is pretty stressful because you're placing a bet on a relatively small number of pumpkins. This is because a pumpkin plant might normally grow 4 to 6 pumpkins. But once those pumpkins get to be about the size of a volleyball, growers will cut back to just one single pumpkin to allow it to get all the nutrients. Maybe that's what happened to Thoreau's pumpkins. We saw that one of his sprouted multiple smaller pumpkins, while the other sprouted one massive pumpkin. But when that's the case, if something does go wrong to that one pumpkin, it can really be devastating. And there seem to be more and more opportunities for things to go wrong in recent years. More storms, more rain, and more wind.
Global warming impact here has been higher risk of storms and tropical storms. In the last 2 years, my, you know, giant pumpkin plant with the leaves 4 foot tall, they don't take sustained winds and wind gusts up to 40, 50 miles an hour. It just shreds the plant, and you will not reach your, you know, your capability of what you're going to grow that year. So, you know, I've seen it here with a number of storms in the last 10 years alone. I never had a generator until 10 years ago, and now I use a generator at least 6 times a year because of wind storms, nor'easters. So, you know, global warming's real.
So in the past few years, Ron's pumpkins haven't set any world or national records. This year, the world record was actually set in Italy with a 2,703-pound pumpkin. But Ron's not giving up.
Yeah, well, my goal is to be the first at 3,000 pounds. and and another world record. I have two of them and three world championships, and I would like to get another. It's going to need a lot of things to come together for that to happen, but I've seen things in my program over the last couple of years that leads me to encouragement that if I got, you know, the right seed, you know, because, you know, we're using specific seeds each year, and, you know, if a pumpkin has anywhere from 200 to 500 seeds, you know, not all of them act and perform the same. So you got to get a little fortunate with your seed choice. And if I can get the right weather, you know, I definitely know I have the ability to do it, but, you know, a few different things have to come together.
Truthfully, when it comes to how big pumpkins might eventually be, no one knows what the limit is. Some mechanical engineers have actually tried to estimate how big a geometrically perfect pumpkin could get by placing pumpkins of various sizes in a vise-like instrument and subjecting the fruits to pressure until they crack. These force measurements resulted in an estimate that a perfect pumpkin, in a perfect world, could get as large as 20,000 pounds. So maybe Ron's goal of the first 3,000-pound pumpkin is actually pretty conservative. All of this year's pumpkins have been weighed, and the pumpkin season is just about over. So what exactly happened with all of this year's giant pumpkins? I imagined you could probably make a record amount of pumpkin pies, but it sounds like that actually isn't the best use of these giant pumpkins. Because they contain more water than your typical garden variety, they're not actually super tasty. But these giants do serve other purposes.
Well, you name it. You know, people will reach out from all over for them. You know, my that I grew this year is currently at the Botanical Gardens in New York City. The Roger Williams Spectacular here, I help the guys get all the giant pumpkins for the event down there. I've had all mine on national TV before. You name the shows, you know, pumpkin growers have been on them. Casinos are big. And they just lead, they live a famed afterlife. Nothing will draw attention to stop traffic or bring a smile to people's face like a pumpkin will.
I couldn't agree more. I'm actually thinking of trying my hand at growing a giant pumpkin next year. Because Ron actually made it sound genuinely thrilling.
You know, somebody just starting out can experience a pumpkin growing 15 to 25 pounds a day, and to go out and see that size grows every day gets everybody excited.
If you also want to try your hand at growing a giant pumpkin, you should actually get started now. Prepare your garden this fall so it's ready for the growing season in the spring. And you can visit Ron's website, wallacewow.com, or visit Wow Wallace Organic Wonder on Facebook to get everything you need to get started, including a packet of Wallace's Whoppers, which are the seeds from Ron's giant pumpkins that you can grow yourself. Who knows, you might end up with an award-winning pumpkin on your hands.
I think in Rhode Island here, when we have a good summer, we can compete with anybody in the world.
And as Thoreau said, even if it's not prize-winning, you might find something the value of which gold merely represents. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks to Ron Wallace for joining me and sharing his love of pumpkins with the world. If you liked this episode, please leave a rating or a review, or you can send me a note at weirdrhodeisland@gmail.com. And if there's a topic you'd like to hear about, let me know. See you next week as we dig up more stories about all things weird and wonderful in the little state of Rhode Island. Until next time.